Yeah, it just occurred to us during the break, there's a good verse which helps explain what the religious people are going through in Matthew 11:28.
马太福音的11章28节是现在 Tim 想要再来说明那些所谓宗教型人士他们所会面临的状况。
One of the students in the class, he was mentioning how if these people can understand one point of scripture, that all they needed to do is believe in Jesus Christ, then they wouldn't have to worry about all the other things they're doing.
刚才呢我们在下课的时候有在讨论到，就是说如果一个人只要相信了耶稣基督，他其他事情都不用在乎了。一个基督徒只要好好的相信耶稣基督，别的事情其实都没有那么重要了。
Because the fact is, these people are working for their salvation. That's why they're so involved in their religious works. They're so scared of breaking one of these rules because they're trying to get to heaven through their works.
但是像那些所谓的宗教型的人物呢，他们其实是想要从他们宗教性的行为跟事工来让他们可以挤进天堂的窄门。
That's talking about unbelievers, but also for believers as well. Even Christians that are assured of their salvation, some of them, they're still working hard for blessings, and they shouldn't have to be doing that either.
那有一些所谓的真正的基督徒呢，他们却还是希望要努力的做事工，才觉得会得到神更大的祝福，但实际上也不应该如此。
But just keep it in the context of unbelievers here. There are a lot of people in the world, billions of people in the world, working their way into heaven, and it's hard work.
对于那些非信徒，要用各种的事工努力来做，做一个所谓的好人，相信自己这样就能进天堂的这些人，他们就是劳苦重担的人。
One other experience I had in the Philippines one time, we went down to the very south of the island of Mindanao, a big Muslim population down there.
Tim 提到呢，在这个菲律宾南部那个穆斯林的那个区域的一些人。
We were going down for a Bible conference down there, but while we were down there, there was a big exodus of Muslim. The exodus means like a big travel. You know, they're all on the big travel to go to Mecca. They're going all the way from the Philippines. They had to go to Mecca in Saudi Arabia to the Muslim pilgrimage in Mecca.
听他们是去那边做这个福音传福音啊、哦。然后在那边他就遇到一群这些穆斯林的人，他们都要准备去麦加朝圣。
Yeah, and you know, we were down this island down south. A lot of them were getting on a ferry. They're actually getting on a ferry boat. I think they're trying to save money. So they had to go from Mindanao on a long ferry ride up to one of the northern islands, probably Manila, and then they were going to fly out to Saudi Arabia.
而这些人呢，他们其实都不是很富有的，所以他们花了很多很多年去存钱。然后他们要经由一个非常复杂的一个旅程，好，先坐这个那种小船到达马尼拉，然后才从马尼拉再坐飞机到这个麦加。
That's one of the five things I think is expected of a Muslim, that they have these five main rules, which they think is the will of Allah.
那这些穆斯林呢，他们都有一生必须要做五件事，都是遵照阿拉的旨意要做到五件事，这他的这一生才算是完成。
Yeah. I think one of the other things that you have to bow down whenever there is the call to prayer, and it's very early in the morning, and then they have it sort of mid-morning, and then lunchtime, and then mid-afternoon, and then the evening, and in very religious places, five times a day.
而那些其中的五个旨意中，一个是去要去麦加朝圣，一辈子一定要至少一次。另外呢，就是每天有五次要对着麦加，就从你所在的位置对着麦加去跪拜。
And then all of the other religious rules that they have, you know, to be a Muslim is a huge religious burden.
还有很多很多这个穆斯林的一些规定啦，所以作为一个穆斯林，他真的是有很沉重的负担。就是所谓劳苦重担要去承担，都是有宗教性的一些规定。
And again, none of these people are assured of their salvation either. You know, they always have the attitude, well, it's up to Allah. If I do Allah's will through my life, and if He's gracious to me, then maybe I can go to heaven.
所以他们所有的教导就是说，他们要按照阿拉的教条、法、律法，所有的东西都要做到，他才可能有机会上天堂。
And a lot of these people are really quite miserable people, to be honest.
所以这些穆斯林的人，真的，你这样看他们的人生呢，真的是非常非常悲惨的。
I read, I think it was last year, there was this woman who is like the oldest woman in the world at the time. She's like 120 years old or something, and from one of these Muslim countries.
You met him?
No, I didn't meet her. I saw a news article about it.
那有一个新闻呢，在讲一个这个穆斯林的一个老太太，她已经好像120岁，可能是世界上这个前几名的最老的人。
This newspaper reporter had gone to interview her about her life.
然后那个报纸呢，就去那个媒体就去采访她有关她的人生。
I think it's from somewhere like Armenia, one of these Russian countries, somewhere around that area. I can't remember exactly where. Because they were Muslims, they were persecuted and kicked out of maybe Russia and went to Armenia or somewhere. I can't remember the details. But she'd lived a really hard life.
而这位女士呢，她是有非常非常辛苦的人生。
Yeah, and she was a very miserable woman. She even said that Allah has cursed me with a long life.
然后呢，这位女老太太甚至说呢，阿拉呢用我的长寿来诅咒我。
The Bible sort of looks at having a long life as being a blessing, but this woman was, she was cursed. She wanted to die a long time ago.
然后所以呢我们常都讲说长寿是神的一个祝福，但是这一位老太太却觉得她的长寿是神的诅咒。
But, you know,
阿拉的诅咒。
Things could have been very different. She's had this long life of great misery, and then because she hasn't believed in Jesus Christ, she's going to have to go to the great white throne judgment.
那她呢因为整个人生都非常的悲惨哦，所以她对她的人生是充满了感觉到被阿拉诅咒的那种痛苦，但是因为她就是不是一个基督徒，所以她怎么样最后就算她死了还是得要到炼狱里面去被火烧、yeah. 这个所以她的死后人生也不会是好的。
And no doubt she's been doing all these religious activities, you know, all this time and all this money spent and you know, all this emotional energyOn these religious works, trying to please her Allah.
所以你想想看，她的人生呢，这辈子呢，都在用各种的这种宗教的活动，想办法要让阿拉开心。结果她整个人生，她都是觉得是悲惨的。
And really, the fruits of that religion, you know, these people live in fear, and there's a lot of bitterness and even hatred. You know, that's the fruits of not just Islam religion, but most other religions, I think.
所以像这样子的宗教呢，它能够结出的果子是什么呢？就是恐惧、苦毒、怨恨等等这些。所以这样子的宗教其实不只是穆斯林，就是那种真的要求人去做很多很多的宗教行为、宗教活动的，都在结的是这种果子。
Okay, but as you can see from the verse here, Matthew 11:28, and just believing in Jesus Christ.It takes away that heavy burden of religion.
而所以这边马太福音11:28说呢，凡劳苦重担的人到了耶稣这里来，就可以得到安息。
See, Jesus was saying, yeah, just come to me, which means believe in me.
所以耶稣就是意思就是说，来我这就是相信我，你就可以解脱这些劳苦重担。
And I will give you rest.
我会让你可以得到安息。
And it doesn't just mean, you know, resting from all of these physical activities that religious people do, but there's rest in the soul, there's peace in the soul.
所以这个讲的这个 rest 就是休息哦，讲的不只是从这些宗教性的活动里面你可以免了，你甚至在你的魂里也得到安息。
I don't think we've actually translated in Chinese yet. I'll have to check. But Max Klein did a really good gospel track, and we call it the really good news.Because normally we say the good news, but this is like the really good news.
好，那个 Max 牧师呢，他有一个很棒的一个讲经的一个录音带，叫做《非常大的好消息》。
Okay, and the gospel tract, he emphasized that if you wanted to go to heaven, you didn't even have to go to a church.
他在里面讲说，你如果想要去天堂，你甚至不需要去教堂。
You didn't have to stop your drinking and all your sinning.
你也不需要这个停止喝酒或者是停止犯罪。
You didn't have to do anything.
你不需要做任何事。
You didn't have to stop doing anything.
你也不需要停止做任何事。
Because salvation was in your mind. If you believe the gospel message, if you say yes to Jesus Christ, you have eternal life.
所以你的救恩其实是在你的脑中，如果你在你的脑中永远有着耶稣基督给你的救恩的这个概念的时候，你就得救了。
You know, I think that's all we have time for today.
好，我想今天的课听不是听一下说今天课到这边。
Okay, let's bow our heads. Oh, do we have any questions? A couple of minutes.
有没有什么问题呢？可以要需要现在可以问一下，我们可以回答。
刚才已经发在那个流去那里了，
我听不清楚耶，可不可以再讲一遍？
那你好，我刚才发在那个留言区那里了，就是说那个马拉基书的3:10，就是那个地方就是说到十一奉献，就是我们国内的那些牧师很喜欢用这段经文来就是让信徒去奉献，我想知道这个是不是到底是错误的这个做法。
She wants to know whether it's the wrong concept that most of the churches in China ask for the 1/10 of the donation.
Right.
Is it not the right teaching, right?
That's not right.
那个听很明确的告诉你，告诉我们说这是不对的。
Again, because that's part of the Old Testament, it's not part of the church age doctrine.
这因为这个说法是给旧约时代的人的一个说法。那并不是为了新约时代我们现在所在的教会时期的一个教导。
And it's quite possible a lot of the churches, actually the leaders of the church know that they shouldn't be doing it, but they do it anyway. It's possible.
有可能有些这个教会的牧师或者是这些领导人，他们其实知道不应该这样讲，但是他们还是这样讲。
Yeah, because if they said to their congregation, you don't have to pay the 10%, then that they might just end up with less money, and then the church could go bankrupt.
因为有些教会的这些牧师会想说，如果他们不告诉这些会众要交十分之一的奉献，说不定这些教会很可能就破产，没办法继续了。
Yeah, and actually I've heard that there's some denominations where they demand that people have to report their income so that they can check that they're paying the 10%. That's very evil.
最可怕的是曾经有听过有教会呢要求他的会众要跟他们的教会报告说他们的收入年收入到底是多少，然后等于是要很明确知道他们有没有交出十分之一，这个就非常的邪恶，非常罪恶了。
我还想问一下，就是一个牧师他就说一个信徒他要去到他所在的地方当地的教会去聚会，如果他不那么做的话，就说他是一个孤儿，是一个流浪的信徒。我觉得这种说法，我觉得很有问题。我想听一下蒂姆斯是。
你的问题是，你的意思是说，你认为他应该去他自己想去的教会就好，不见得是他所住的地方的教会嘛，对不对？
对对对，我是觉得他。我觉得那哪一个牧师讲的比较让他能够有属灵的得着益处的话，或者说比较纯正的话，他就可以去参加那个地方的那个聚会。
对啊，对对对。Okay, she also said that there's a pastor says people should stay at their local resident areas church.
Oh, okay.
And then, but she thinks it's not right neither, because she thinks she should go to find the right church which can teach her the best.
That's right. You, as a Christian, you are free to do whatever you want, actually. And nobody has a right to say you have to go to whatever church.
Tim 的回答是说，他说他完全赞成你的，就是作为一个基督徒，你完全是自由可以选择你要去哪一个教会的，没有人可以告诉你说你应该去哪一个教会，你应该可以自由选择。
Yeah.
对对，感谢主，
谢
谢你。
谢谢。
Okay.
But may I ask? So even though there's no rule that we should donate 1/10 of our salary or income, but usually, I think people should be encouraged to help the church. So if I'm willing to donate, maybe 50% of my income is fine.
Exactly. That's the key, is that you have to be willing to do it. And I think it's 2 Peter, somewhere in 2 Peter, I think, he says, God loves a cheerful giver.
虽然我们说不是要给十分之一，但是呢，对于一个 基督徒他愿意奉献，他只要是快乐的奉献，神都是喜悦的，这件事情可能更重要。所以有一些人他们其实是奉献的更多，甚至拿 20%、30% 甚至 50% 的他的收入来奉献给教会的这种人，我想在那个 Baraka Church， 在那个 Houston 的 Baraka Church 应该很多这种人。
That's 2 Corinthians 9:7
哦，对不起啊，是那个哥林多后书的9:7所写到的。
Yeah. See, if you don't want to give, or you might say, well, 10% is maybe 1,000 yuan, but you only want to give 500. Well, you're not going to want to give 1,000. You may think, I don't really want to give 1,000. I only want to give 500. Well, that means you're not a cheerful giver. So don't give 1,000. You just give 500.
所以如果有一个人的薪水是一万块，那他觉得要捐1000块，他觉得好多、哦、他就不开心的捐，还不如他如果他觉得他500块他捐得很开心，那就应该是捐500块、yeah. 所以这个事情是要做一个快乐的捐助人。
If you give 1,000 because you think you should give 1,000 but you don't want to give 1,000, you're actually sinning.
如果你捐了1000块，但是你其实心里想要捐500块，结果你却很不高兴的捐了1000块的话，你其实还是在犯罪，因为你是以不高兴的心在捐的。
Yeah, that's like you're lying to yourself and you're lying to God.
因为你在对你欺骗你自己，也欺骗了神。
So、again, it's none of anybody's business how much you want to give to the church. If you want to give nothing, or you want to give all your salary, that's between you and God.
所以没有一个人可以干涉你要捐多少钱给教会，所以你要不捐一毛钱，或者是你要把你的薪水全部100%都捐出去，这个是你跟神的关系，跟别人都没有关系。
Yeah, and again you have to remember the 10% that they force on people, that was the Old Testament, it was a tax because the temple was the government.
所以千万要记得那个十一奉献的这个概念，其实绝对是在旧约时代的那时候的政府要求的税，其实跟教会没什么关系。
Yeah, and actually it was even more than 10% because they had other taxes that they had as well, so really it should be like 13% or something like that.
但实际上在那个旧约时代，他们那个时候的税加起来大概是 13%、
mm.Okay, anyway, but yeah, you just give as much as you want to give, or if you don't want to give, you don't give.
所以你就是能尽可能的，你开开心心的要给多少都可以。
Yeah, okay.
好。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the message of grace and freedom that you've given to us.
感谢天父给我们有关恩典跟自由的这样的讯息。
We give thanks that we can have a deeper understanding about the importance of our free will.
而且感谢天父让我们更深刻的了解所谓的自由意志。
We know that there are many commands in scripture and sometimes it can be a little bit confusing to understand about your will.
而且感谢你给我们的很多的一些旨意，虽然有些时候我们有一点误会了，但是我们现在在学习。
But we know that if we continue to study that the Holy Spirit will teach us about your true will and how we can be happy to follow your plan.
而且我们相信呢，在圣灵的教导下，我们继续的努力学习，我们会越来越理解你真正的旨意以及你对我们的计划。
We give thanks for the grace and the happiness that you provide for us.
我们要感谢你给我们的恩典以及喜乐。
Through means of the spiritual life you've given to us.
还有你所给予我们的属灵的生活生命。
So we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
所有的感谢因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.